G'day, it's Kate Watson here. Kate Williams is director of Bupa's domestic retail portfolio. It's a bit of a mouthful, but when you get into the nuts and bolts of it, it essentially means that she's responsible for growing Bupa's customer base, a big job. She's been a force behind Bupa increasing the age that young adults can be covered by their parents' health insurance until they're 32. Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
A change like this involves a lot more than just an announcement. Kate, how did you get here?
Yeah, it's a great question. And often within health insurance, we're somewhat constrained by the regulations that sit around our industry. And so one of the changes that came into effect last year was a change in legislation allowing us to increase the age of which young adults can stay on their parents' cover. So we no longer had the limit of only up to the age of 25. And so we were able to then execute this change for our customers.
I guess that's the important point, is that this isn't something you've always been able to do. You had to have that legislative change in order for it to happen. What's the strategy with this increase? It's about keeping people in the private health system. Is it about attracting new customers? Get us inside your brain, Kate.
Yeah, it's really about providing flexibility and options for customers. You know, this is a great way for many young people to be able to stay on their parents' cover while they find their feet, probably finish their studies, maybe pay off some hex debt, enter the workforce. It's also helping with participation. So I don't think it's any surprise to any of us at the moment that there's quite a lot of pressure on the public system. And so it's important that the private system really does its part to help and alleviate some of that pressure.
And important to note that Bupa is the only private health insurer where the age is under 32. You're the first to do that. Kate, if people listening are going to give their parents a call and ask them to add them to their health insurance, what are their arguments?
There's sort of the two sides of the coin here when it comes to the relationship between young adults and parents, right? But from a parent's perspective, you know, health has been very much at the forefront of many of our minds, especially with what we've been going through the last 2.5 years. And so it also really gives the parents the peace of mind. You know, they know that their children or their young adults are covered. And so if something happens that's unexpected, you know, that's not something that they've had to forego, you know, because they've had to spend money on something else. You know, if they've got that peace of mind that their children are covered as well.
Might not be that difficult.
I know. Well, it'll remain to be seen. I think some will be more fortunate than others because, of course, you know, yeah, absolutely up to the parents. But I think that that peace of mind is just increasingly important.
Yeah. Just quickly, of course, as well, is there any eligibility that people need to meet to stay on their parents' policy or rejoin, I guess, if they've turned 25?
Yeah, there's a few different things to keep in mind. So if someone's married or in a de facto relationship, then they're not considered what in the legislation is called a dependent. And so they can't actually be on their parents' cover. There are also a few differences depending on whether someone's a full-time student or not. But I will say that Bupa has many young people continue to join Bupa on their own policies. So this is just another option, but there's a lot of great products and offerings if you couldn't quite convince mum and dad to take you back on their policy.
I know how many people right now are dialing mum. I've just heard on the Squiz Today podcast that I can get on your cover.
Yeah.
You've also started on that point, the Bupa Eco Disruptive Program. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, fantastic. So this is a program that Bupa has launched, really a talent program, but select people from across Bupa partner with different startups and you're able to tackle challenges to make a better world. So for example, something like climate change or biodiversity. I think an example that brings this to life is one of the teams from last year was partnering with a company called Airseed. So they've developed specialized drones that can actually replant large areas of land that don't have any trees. And they're 25 times faster and 80% more cost effective than manual planting. So like a pretty incredible innovation and really tackling some of the big challenges that we've got happening, you know, within our environment right now.
I can absolutely see how you would learn so much from whoever started that business.
Absolutely.
Kate, that's all from us today. Thank you so much for talking to us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
This interview is brought to you by Bupa. If you're interested in learning more about Bupa's Eco Disruptive Program or anything else we've spoken about today, you'll find a full link to that program and more in our episode notes.